Well, welcome back to Golfers on Golf and golfersongolf.com. And I'm thrilled to have with us here this afternoon the vice president at Rich Harvest Farms in beautiful Sugar Grove, Illinois, Alex Klein-Wedeen. And Alex, I got to ask you, the excitement has to be building in Sugar Grove. You're bringing maybe the best golf tournament we've had in Chicago in a while with some of the biggest names in the sport.
Rory, I can't thank you enough for making the time here. Tell you what, we couldn't be more excited at Rich Harvest Farms. Jerry Rich, John Meager, myself, the entire team here at Rich Harvest Farms. The opportunity to bring professional golf and really the names that you're seeing that are just getting announced, the excitement, and to bring that to beautiful our city is just incredible.
Well, I know one thing, Alex, that golf fans in Chicago have been extremely disappointed at the fact that we just really haven't seen the big names in golf here in Chicago all too much lately. And don't get me wrong, there's been some absolutely outstanding amateur tournaments that have a long, great history in the game. They have a great way of letting the fans see the future stars of the sport. But there's nothing like seeing the players in person who are the best players in the world. They've won major championships. They've won Ryder Cups or President's Cups. And it's time to see these type of players in Chicago on a much more regular basis. And I can't really do anything other than tip the cap or the golf visor in the direction of you and Mr. Jerry Rich and everyone at Rich Harvest Farms for opening your door to the Live Series of Golf and letting their top stars come here to the Chicago area.
Well, we're extremely excited to see them. The tournament's going to be amazing here, September 16th through 18th. Just the excitement that the fans will bring in these players is absolutely incredible, Rory.
Tell me what's going on out at the farm, so to speak. I know that some of the setup has already been taking place. And tell us where you're at on hospitality, because that's always a big part of any big golf tournament.
Yeah, that's been quite a bit of fun. The response from both our membership as well as the community has been absolutely fantastic. So it's something that, get your tickets now, folks. I mean, it's like, again, people want to come out here. They want to come walk the grounds of Rich Harvest Farms. It's just such a special place in itself. So the chance to come see these players on this course, people are very excited, Rory. And as far as the golf course, the build-out's been tremendous. The golf course is in the best shape it's been in years. We recently had you out. You can attest to it, but the greens are absolutely perfect. We can't wait for these players to really get a test out of the rough. And then the build out itself for the structures, incredible is not a big enough word. This is a bigger build out, a larger build out than we had for the Solheim Cup. And you got to see some of them. I mean, breathtaking is the word that comes to mind there. These are not tents. These are structures. And I'm just excited for the fun and the fans to come be a part of it.
Well, Alex, if there is someone that is looking for some sort of a hospitality, whether it's just for friends and family or it's some sort of a corporate situation, how much of that is still available if someone wants to get in on this before championship week?
They need to go to livegolf.com and see what's still available.
You know, I noticed when I was out there, it looked fantastic what I saw being set up at some of the great locations at Rich Harvest Farms. And I have to believe that anybody that's involved in this situation, whether you've already made a purchase or whether you're still thinking about it, there's still some great places that you could get a corporate hospitality situation located right out there on the golf course.
There are every one of the hospitality options have spectacular views overlooking the 17th hole, overlooking the 18th, or overlooking the 17th and the 3rd green. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Alex, sadly, it seemed like for a while that there was some false information that sort of got out within the golf community regarding the condition of a few of the greens at Rich Harvest Farms. I know from my personal inspection yesterday, they look great, and you could play the tournament on them this weekend, but it had to be disappointing for everyone out there to hear some of these things going around that just simply weren't true.
Rory, it was a little disappointing. We did a little bit of work earlier this year. We had two greens that had quite a bit of pull in them. And Jerry Rich made the hard decision that we were going to resod them, clean them up, and we wanted them to be absolutely perfect for September and for this tournament. They'll show great on TV. They've fully grown in. And it was just disappointing is a great word to hear that. But we're here, and everyone will see in a few short weeks how great they really are. And I'm just excited for the pros to get the chance to play them and to continue to get the feedback. And it's, Rory, it's something that you had mentioned. The amateur golf in Chicago is fantastic, the history. And that's something that Jerry Rich and the team here has supported for many years, as you know, and as you've covered, between an NCAA championship, two Palmer Cups, NCAA regionals, a Western Am, two Western juniors. But this opportunity is just something spectacular to see these top men's professional players in the world compete. And I think it'll be very similar to the Solheim Cup because we've been a huge supporter of ladies golf. And that's something we're also proud to have hosted. And this is another chance to showcase Rich Harvest.
Well, Alex, a lot of people are wondering how this all came to be. And, you know, obviously, there's so many people that are going to benefit, different groups and organizations from the money that comes out of this tournament. But how did the ball get rolling? How did Rich Harvest Farms come together with the LIV Group and end up being able to host a great tournament this year?
Oh, we were lucky. We had a few friends that were putting it together. And it looked at the opportunity and looked at the philanthropic difference that it can make within our community, as well as just bringing professional golf to Chicago, to the average golf fan. And disappointing and sad is a great word for it, Rory, that explains our feelings on not having professional golf here. From the youth to the adult fans, everybody deserves the chance, especially in a market like Chicago, one of the greatest cities in the world, to have these players play on the big stage every single year. And between that and the impact on our community, it was just an opportunity that we couldn't say no to.
I know there's been disappointment, golf fans everywhere, you know, about the lack of times the PGA Tour has been here. And, you know, the last time it was in town, unfortunately, nobody could go, you know, because of COVID. And I know nobody could really control that. But people say, well, the PGA Tour this and the PGA Tour that. Well, you know what? You can't even really put it all on the PGA Tour's shoulders. I mean, not only has the regular tour seen a limited amount of time here, and it's not really after next year, there's another big gap. But in addition to that, we haven't seen over 50 group. PGA Tour champions haven't been here in several years. The LPGA hasn't been here in several years. I know the Korn Ferry Tour has been here, but also the Epson Tour on the ladies' side is not here in town. The USGA has nothing, absolutely nothing on its list here for the Chicago area, and other than a few qualifiers. It's been 4 years now since the inaugural U.S. Senior Women's Open Championship was played at the historic Chicago Golf Club. And the PGA of America, they've been hosting events frequently in Wisconsin and Michigan, but they can't seem to find the roads that bring them to the Chicago area. And I know there's plenty of blame to be spread for a lack of big-time golf in the state of Illinois and the Chicagoland area. And, of course, we do always appreciate our friends in the Quad Cities who bring the John Deere Classic there every year. It's a great event, but unfortunately not everybody from the Chicago area can make it all the way out to the Quad Cities to see that tournament.
Oh, it's spectacular, Rory, and I think you nailed it. Everything that you said is correct, and that's one of the reasons behind us hosting it. It's just such a great chance to give back to this golf community that's obviously given so much to us, and it just deserves it.
I know that as we mentioned earlier, as you get closer to tournament week, the excitement continues to build. And I don't know, is there any news? There's been some talk that right around now with the wrap up of the FedEx Cup playoffs that there might be some new players joining the LIV Tour. Is there any recent breaking news about new names who we might be able to see at Rich Harvest Farms?
There was. LIV Golf released them this morning. Just a few of the exciting names. You've got Cam Smith, who's the champion golfer of the year, fresh off a Players Championship, British Open win. Harold Varner III, Mr. Lahiri, Cam Tringali, Mark Leishman. It's just the list goes on and on. Joaquin Niemann's another young player, one to watch, that got announced. It's these guys that are just going to bring so much energy to this tour. They're going to bring so much game. And the field that they're going to have in Boston this week, I can't believe they're not getting official world golf ranking points. It's better than most of the tour events. So this is something that we just, again, couldn't be more excited to see continue to grow and to come to Chicago.
Well, Alex, before we wrap it up this afternoon, I know that you have in person attended a couple of the LIV Golf tournaments. What's it like to walk the grounds during those tournaments, and what are people going to experience when they come to Rich Harvest Farms in terms of just the overall atmosphere of the day?
It's the most enjoyable golf experience I've ever had. I've been lucky for years to, you know, play in golf tournaments and attend them. And this is fun, Rory. And I think that's something that hasn't been talked enough about through the media. When you enter, it's an afternoon shotgun. You enter into a giant fan village. You enter into food trucks. You enter into putting greens and video games. There's DJs playing music. You go out on the golf course. And the shotgun start, which is something that some people haven't liked, it's fantastic for viewing because you don't have the large galleries, and instead you have smaller groups on every hole. And if there's a marquee or a feature group that you want to see, you jump a few holes ahead and you're going to get them up close and personal. The players are having fun. They're high-fiving. You can see the smiles on these players' faces, and everyone feeds off of it. And I'll tell you, after going to both Portland and New Jersey, this is the most fun golf experience, and experience is the word that I've ever had.
If people are looking to get tickets and come out to Rich Harvest Farms at this point and see this event, how do you do it?
LIVGolf.com. Get on there, see what's left, and we are excited to see everyone here in just a few short weeks.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Golfers on Golf, and we look forward to talking with you and Mr. Jerry Rich and everybody involved with the LIV Series of Golf in the next 2 weeks leading up to the championship week at Rich Harvest Farms with tournament rounds on September 16 through 18. Thanks, Alex. Have a great afternoon.